Well, good morning, Mary Jo, and the whole team. Happy Monday to you all. It's thank you again for this opportunity to be on. I got my best friends here, Mr. Bob Adam and Joel Bickman. I'm outnumbered, two Canadians to one Portuguese. I don't know what that means.
Oh, this is going to be quite the call.
This is going to be quite a call. But anyways, I think before I pass it on to them, they got some exciting stuff to share with you all. I'm going to kind of pick up on what Mary Jo talked about, which is ManaQuest. I think you'll get a feeling from this call that there's a lot happening at ManaQuest this year. We normally have called it the ultimate training weekend. Well, I have to say it's going to fit the bill because it is going to be the ultimate training weekend. Got a lot of things that we're rolling out at ManaQuest. I think we have discussed some of that at the leadership call. I think we have another leadership call coming
soon. Yes.
And we'll be talking about it again. But, folks, a lot of times, I mean, you've heard, I mean, we know that every event could be the event that really changes the rest of your Manatech life, and we still believe that that's true for any event. But this event in particular, I believe, is really that tipping point for us in terms of what we're launching, in terms of a system, in terms of some social media tools that we're going to be exposing you all to, in terms of youth, in terms of the M5M run, kicking off a 100-day challenge. I mean, there's going to be a lot of very significant events going on that weekend. So we really, really hope that you will make the case to be there. I know sometimes that's a little hard. It takes resources to do that, but it will be well worth it to be able to be there and be part of that moment that I think is going to really be a tipping point for Manatech. So, anyways, I...
Hey, Al, can I add something to that real quick? When I at a previous company that I was with, we undertook a big kind of IT research look at individuals who had been with the company, new people who had been with the company for 18 months or less. And we looked at those who had attended company events, earning potential of those, or earning power, that is, of those who had attended company events and those who didn't. How much more do you think the people who attended, new people that attended company events, earned?
Five times more.
Bob, you got a guess?
Oh, I was going to say twice as much, but he's much more extravagant.
It's 68 times more.
No, I was going to say 68.
Wow.
You were going to say 68? Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
68.
I was going to say it.
Times
that or something. Yeah.
And that just reiterates what you all have heard, that if you don't attend events, you're not serious about the business.
Right.
And you really have very little chance of actually being successful if you don't attend events.
And I've been at many ManaFest, ManaQuest, where there's been hype with new things coming, products to try and test and so on. But I have the feeling that this particular ManaQuest is probably more of a roll-up-your-sleeves, life-changing chance to really boot it up with the 100-day, with the 3-point. This is a very practical chance to not just come and get excited, but to be part of a total transformation in your business.
Well, I believe it's a transformation in Manatech, and because every company goes through these different, as Dr. Sinha talked about the S curves. We happen to be at the beginning of a new S curve, and again, for a lot of reasons that we don't even understand, a lot of things have lined up so that this event will be really, truly magical and could make a big difference. So let's talk about the thing that really is going to be the key part, I think, for me, because we all know that if we want things to change, we have to change. And sometimes change is difficult. Sometimes it takes some time. It takes a repetition of, to be able to get people to change certain habits. And we know that our habits eventually are the ones that are going to really create our future. If we've heard anything from people like Darren Hardy in terms of, when he talks about those things, those small things you do every single day that over time will make you 68 times more than what the people have not done those small things every day to change. And I really believe that being at an event is part of those small things you do, even though, you know, going to Chicago may be a big thing for some people, but it is where you separate yourselves out from the people who are really truly in a hobby versus those who really are professionals about what they do. You know, every profession has their conventions, have their opportunities where people come together with other professionals in the industry so that, you know, iron can sharpen iron. And we believe that that's true about this event coming up. But it's especially true about being the kickoff of what we're calling the 100-day challenge. And as Mary Jo was talking about, I mean, we know, and you know, at first when we talked about the M5M run, we were thinking of it in terms of more of a public relations exercise. You know, how do we get M5M to become a household word, you know, on a global basis? How do we get Amber Toast to be spoken about from a sports and performance point of view versus just a healing point of view? And all those things were wonderful, and we thought we had a great thing going, and having somebody like Jason and being the you know, where Jason had a secret, and the secret was Amber Toast, all that was wonderful. But what we realized is the biggest thing that's going to happen during the M5M run is that those 100 days could absolutely be a catalyst for us as individuals to be able to acquire new habits that can totally change the course of our Manatech business, and we as a company to truly shift a culture towards one that really, you know, Mary Jo, you've been kind of the prophet, you've been the person at the very tip of this movement, talking about the business, talking about the timing of it all and why it is so critical, crucial for people to be thinking about a plan B today, right now. And that, you know, it's not a luxury anymore. This is a necessity. And if you don't do this, then you are setting yourself up for some amazing hardship over the next 5, 10, 15 years. Because things are changing. And are you going to change with things, with the times? And what an opportunity for us during this 100 days, while Jason is running 36 miles a day, to create this epic story of his life and to really put himself in the history books as a unique individual who has been able to use his God-given talents to really set himself apart from everybody else. What if during those 100 days that you would choose as well to write a new chapter in your epic story as well? And so what if during those 100 days we could really target some very specific habits that we believe after 50 years in this industry really makes the biggest difference. You know, the compounding effect, you know, comes from being able to really take on these habits and over 100 days own them, embody them. So they become part of your second nature. They're not just a thought anymore. They're part of your subconscious nature now, where they just happen automatically. They're not something you have to work at. And everybody knows that to become a champion at anything, repetition, 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 practice, practice, practice. But would you agree with me, if you did something for 100 days, if you were consistent for 100 days at anything, that would now become part of you? So for us, this 100 days is really a catalyst to see many, many, many of you changing the nature of your relationship with Manatech from maybe being more of a part-time, maybe a hobby thing, maybe something that you've been wanting to do at a deeper level, but for whatever reasons, it didn't happen. Now is a time where you can really make that shift. So that's what we're excited about. We had some long conversation with Mary Jo and Lydia at the office here twice now this past week. We know that they're committed to making this 100-day count for their business. I know that Mary Jo has made some pretty big promises to us in terms of what she thinks she's going to be. Not that she had to, because obviously this is because she wanted to, but where she sees herself over the next 100 days. And I know that because of that vision of hers, that's going to bring with her a whole bunch of you to be able to accomplish something bigger than you've ever accomplished in Manatech over the last 10, 15, 20 years. So I'm going to pass it on to Bob, to kind of get into a little bit more of those habits and what we're talking about and how that connects also to our new system, the three-point plan that we're going to be deploying over the next 30 days. And then Joel is going to talk about some of the tools and some of the resources and how we as a company have really putting all of our resource behind this incredible initiative. So, Bob, take it away.
All right. Well, thank you, Al. And Joel here with me. And Joel and his team have been working on some tools, tracking mechanisms and so on to help you through those 100 days, which start August 1st. Now, I want to just talk for a moment, if I might, Al, what happens between now and August 1st. Could I do that?
Yes.
You know, what do we do in those build-up days, those lead-up days? I've always loved athletics and sports and the examples we can learn from it. I can remember back in the late 1800s or whenever I was a kid and listening to hockey. And in those days, it wasn't just hockey, other sports, they would come to training camp in order to get in shape, in order to start getting ready. That doesn't happen in today's world of athletics. They maybe take a few days off at the end of the season, and then they're into training. When they hit training camps, when they hit those camps, they are in shape, incredible shape, and ready to go. We were talking the other day, actually, when we had Mary Jo and Lydia here, about the extent, if you're serious to win, what you will do to prepare. You watch at the Olympics there, Usain Bolt, when they start the 100 meter, the secret of winning is in the start. I mean, if he's close, he's won, of course, with his tremendous ability. But what they will do to make sure they're off to that split second fastest start possible. So the secret of winning in their minds is so often in the start. And you watch those guys, they are wearing, in a sense, the absolute minimum. I don't think, as we were sharing the other day, there's any rule that says that they can't wear a business suit, or they couldn't wear work boots, or for Canadians, snowmobile suits. But that's preposterous. You would never wear extra stuff if you're serious about winning. And even swimmers, they have very sleek suits. They used to shave the hair off their arms to get rid of any resistance possible, anything that could possibly slow them down. And I think that's a great analogy. So between now and then, what are some of the preparation things? Sometimes it's not so much about what you do as what you don't do. You know, are you willing to get rid of certain things? On our flight team program, we challenge them with a spring cleaning exercise to get rid of things that encumbered their house. My goodness, Joel, what some of those people went through. One woman and her husband spent 2 days cleaning out their office, absolutely transformed. Now when they walk in, they absolutely feel like working, whereas before they were sorting through the clutter, you know. One gal came on and said, the baggage that I worked out was mental. It was in my head, the stuff that I knew was slowing me down. So that quick start, so I just wanted to throw that little challenge out as to be thinking of what happens between now and the start of the race.
Well, I love this idea of eliminating resistance. You know, what are some of the things that are getting in your way? And I know I'm sure that Mary Jo and Lydia will talk more about this today and probably over the course of the next few weeks. Because it's how do you make space in your life for those things that you really want to attract? And, you know, thinking of a cluttered office, I mean, that is a great analogy to how our life looks like sometimes. And if we don't get rid of some of those things, then we don't have room to attract the new things we want that really will create purpose and significance in our lives. So love that analogy, and I'm sure there's so much more to talk about on that. But one of the things I found this weekend is television, apparently, if you spend excessive amount of time in television, it reduces your lifespan. Believe it or not, it reduces your lifespan. Also find that it's very harmful to your economic health.
Now, there's an exemption for World Cup games, isn't there?
The exemption is only for the World Cup games because you're watching life in 90 minutes. It's a great source of inspiration. It was part of our personal development this weekend is watching. You know, we learn a lot of things, like, you know, the game ain't over until it's over. Oh, so you can come back at the 88 minute, 2 minutes before the end of a game, and go from losing to winning. So it's not over until it's over. So I thought that was a great lesson to be learned.
I think we have them going, Joel.
Yeah. There you go. You started me on that. But anyways, I need to turn it on to Joel, but I love this concept of make space in your life for what you want to attract.
Right.
And so it's all, and that's not as much about what you're going to do, but what are you going to get rid of in order to be able to embody some of these new habits. So, Joel, you're the new guy here, and you've been watching this happen. Great time to be here. It's an exciting time for Manatech. So kind of go ahead and share with the team who are probably hearing you for the first time as well.
Perhaps. So I'll very briefly introduce myself. I come with a background about half advertising agencies and then half corporate marketing, the last 8 years within direct selling. I've been with a couple of really good companies that have done quite well. When I was approached by Manatech and dug in, I was very, very impressed with the foundation of Manatech, with the science, with just the incredible number of customers, people that just are passionate about the product. That means that we have something. We are not something that you can find on a retail shelf. We're not something that you can buy anywhere else. And we're not just some marketing scheme. And I'm a marketer and I love a good scheme, but I want to make sure that there's real substance. And so I'm very, very pleased to move my family 1,100 miles here to the Dallas Metro because I know that Manatech is poised for some brilliant things. And so now I've been here on the ground. I was there at at Manifest, and then went back to Phoenix for a few weeks and sorted some things out. But I've been here. This is the start of my fifth week, and it's been wonderful. Very busy. Lots of things going on, but lots of very, very good things going on. And if I had to sum up the whole feeling about this 100-day challenge, I'd encourage you, it'd have to be an echo of what Jason Lester said the last few minutes of his segment in Manatech Now. He spoke, then there were a couple of other, then we had Ray Robbins speak, Al spoke, and Stan Frederick spoke, and then Jason came back on. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
And Jason spoke for about, it was probably 5 to 7 minutes. And he said some incredible things there. I'd encourage everybody to go back to manatechlive.com and to rewatch that, especially that last segment. The whole thing's great, very good. Mary Jo does some brilliant training at the end. But that last segment of Jason's, he talks about, and you can see it in his face, about this is the hardest thing I've ever done. This is a guy who has done some amazing things. He's done, an Ultraman. He's done 5 Ironmans in 5 days. He's run across America in under less than 100 days, 3,000 plus miles in like 70-something days. And he's saying that running these 2,500 or more miles of the Great Wall of China will be the hardest thing he ever does. And then he talks about and challenges everybody listening, what is it that you are going to do over your next 100 days? What is your wall? What is something that you are may even be a little bit nervous about, scared about? What is it that you are willing to do and willing to prepare for and willing to sacrifice for? And it's very inspiring. I can't do it justice, but I would encourage you to think on that. Because Jason's motivation is this, as he said, this team of 200,000 plus people that are part of Manatech and that support, and he's asked for prayers, and between that and thinking of the children and the lives that are going to be impacted, and that should also be our motivation. And so I just echo what the both of you said about the importance of these, of the preparation beforehand, but especially these 100 days. We know that it's going to be a challenge. But, oh, my goodness, it's going to be worth it. So in order to facilitate these 100 days, we're going to be including in associate orders, starting in BP8, a brochure VP7? Am I getting this
wrong? No, we're in VP7 now.
Okay, so, VP8. Yep, all right. VP8. I'm learning the whole business period thing, so I appreciate your forgiveness on that. We're going to be including a brochure that outlines some of these habits. And habits practiced, correct habits,
right,
practiced consistently, lead to results. We know that. And in fact, we believe that you as an individual and your businesses will be transformed. So it's to set very aggressive goals and to work like you've never worked before. To paraphrase what Dave Ramsey says about his financial planning, live like no one else so that you can live like no one else. And that's what will happen over the course of these 100 days. At the end of it, you'll have a dramatically transformed business. You'll have incredible ironclad habits, correct good habits that will only lead you and your business to further heights. So we're going to have a great brochure that will outline some of the habits. It will outline some of the motivation, and it will encourage you to track on that brochure. It's going to be something you can post on a wall, you can post in your office, you can post on your fridge, and encourage you to track daily. We're also working, and I'll do that in air quotes, working on a website where you're going to be able to take the challenge. We hope to have that ready for August 1st. We're working feverishly to get that done, and also ideally have some way to track that online, and there'll be further information on that soon. We have already been very, very active on social media, and that will only increase. And in fact, we met Friday to talk through that social media strategy over the next 120 days leading up to and then all the way through the 100-day challenge. And so if you don't have an account on Facebook, you need to set one up. And then you'll need to go and immediately follow or like facebook.com/ManitechInc. That's Manitech INC. And as well, facebook.com/M5MRun. You need to go to both of those pages and like those immediately. There's incredible information there. There's going to be a number of videos from Jason, featuring Jason, from corporate staff. There's going to be pictures on that M5MRun Facebook page especially. We're going to have the ability for you to track where Jason is, along with some other great information there. So you have to do that, because what we're going to roll out at ManaQuest, another great reason for you to be there, is an incredible social media tool. It's going to be free, and it is incredibly powerful. And so, but you have to leverage it through Facebook. We've also got some press with Jason. You can go to All About Manitech. .com as well. We posted them on our Facebook pages. Some press that Jason's had, and there'll be more. We're also working on, and I believe this is Mary Jo who encouraged this, working on a media kit so that you can go out and get press in your local area. And we hope to be able to provide some very specific hands-on training with that, ideally at ManaQuest. So we have this and much, much more that's coming to support this. And you as leaders, we really need you to help spread that news, because we're certainly going to be pushing this with heavy frequency. This is the way forward really through the end of the year. And so we appreciate your support and your buy-in on that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Joel, I'm going to, give Bob a chance to have final words here, but I just want to go back to a couple of things you've said. One is this M5MRun Facebook page. There's going to be a free Facebook page,
yep,
until the end of the year, so it'd be like, Command Central. I mean, everything will be, feeding into that Facebook page, and you can expect to have some daily reminders, some daily quotes, some daily videos, some daily inspiration, some daily how-tos. So for 100 days, and this is something I want you guys to all realize, we've had a lot of programs in the past, but I don't think we've ever had something that was this focused and specific within a span of time, very defined span of time. We've never done this as a full company. I'm sure different organizations have had 90-day blitz over the years, but as a company, globally, We've never come and been so focused for 100 days to achieve a very specific result. Mm. So I think this ought to tell everybody listening that this is kind of a new day. It's a different day for Manatech. It's a different time in our history, and it is something that is going to be momentous. I mean, this is momentous and monumental. M5M stands for monumental, mm. You know? So I just want you guys to understand that it all comes together. There's a lot of synergy. It's very symbiotic, what's going on the wall, what's going on in our business. And Wigger and Joel and his team are developing the tools that connects those two things together all the way through from the China wall piece you can actually put on your wall, you know, and that will, where you can track for 100 days what you're doing in your own life, in your own habits, to the videos that are going to be coming in and all the information. This website where you can actually come and go and sign on the wall. We want you to actually go in and sign in that I am taking this challenge and this is what my challenge is. And you can be as brief or as long-winded as you want on what you want to do in these 100 days, but we'll have that in there and we'll be able to refer back to that on a regular basis. The media kit so we can get this message and push it out in everybody's community, because we didn't want a PR piece that was just about, you know, maybe getting on some big shows or anything. We want a media that means that way we can take this through the grassroots movement of hundreds of thousands of people to literally millions of people. And this Facebook tool actually is going to help you make that kind of the mouth of the funnel so you can bring people to that funnel, and during those 100 days, we're going to be able to give them information that will encourage them to be part of what we're doing and be part of what you're doing in your business. So, Bob, I think this is, I mean, you've been here a long time, but I don't think we've ever done anything like this in the history of Manatech.
No, I don't think we have, that we're being focused, you know, to bringing all the resources and all the countries and all the leadership to focus on a particular objective. And the way that it's broken down is really unique. Let me ask you, I know this, I'll put you on the spot, but what's the definition of insanity?
It's, you know, keep doing the same things, you know, expecting different results.
Well, that's what we want to change.
Yes.
And during those 100 days, those habits, you know, when you, and the focus is on actions, not so much on results, but you do the right thing and you'll get the right thing.
Well, I think what Joel said, you know, when you focus on the correct habits consistently over a period of time, it becomes you. And I think Jason was good about talking about how if you want to change the world, you got to start by changing you. I mean, I think we've heard it in so many different ways. But really, the change you want needs to start with a man or the woman in a mirror. And these 100 days is going to really help force us to be able to look ourselves in the mirror and go, okay, what is the me that I really want to be? What is the me that I really want to attract in my business? Because you're going to only attract who you are. And I know a lot of you are getting ready to attract some incredible people into your business, but that's because you're going to become an incredible me in the process as well. So I think this has got so much leg. I mean, this has got so much legacy that it's going to create. I mean, the 100 days is really going to turn a whole company around. I really believe that. And I know that, and I want to thank Mary Jo and Lydia for being leaders who are stepping up at this time to really take this on and take it on through their people and giving us this opportunity to talk about it. We really appreciate it. So Mary Jo, we'll give it back to you. We thank you, and we thank you for your vote of confidence, for your loyalty, for being proactive, for really being a leader who steps up at the right time and who kind of has this sense for history, for the sense for timing. We're about to do something pretty incredible together, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys. That was awesome, as I expected. You just really light the fire under people, and it's great for the field to be able to hear the corporate perspective on this, because they hear a lot from associates on this line, specifically one, me, so it's good. It's good to get corporate perspective once in a while, and I'm all in, and We just appreciate, you know, corporate's total commitment to make this happen as well. And just to follow up on that a little bit before I run out of the office because I'm on my way out of town, I think it's really important. I'll just, you know, reiterate some of the concepts that came out of that because, one of the things that's really important to me is things I've learned and all the self-development I've done is that if we really want to, we want to create something different. We've got to create space in our life for that to happen. It's just like if you want more love in your life, you got to love people more. If you want more of this in your life, we need to take the first action. We can't just step up and say, I want to start signing more people up. I want my business to grow. That's not how it works. It works from inside out. We've got to start saying, what in my life is stopping me from doing that? And how do I remove those things, those barriers? Because we can't create the same, we're going to keep creating the same results if we keep doing the same thing. So how do I remove the barriers? And some of the things, Lydia and I already started talking about that, and just in our lives, one of the commitments I've made is that at 6 o'clock every night, my office is going to be pristine clean. Now that's never, I mean, amen. We go through, there she is in the background saying amen. We go through phases in our life where that happens, but it never happens on a continuous basis. There's not a discipline there in what a difference it makes to get up in the morning and, you know, whether I choose to do it in my pajamas or whatever and climb into my office when it's in pristine condition. It just sets the stage for an incredible day versus clutter. And some of you can understand the word clutter because you can look around your life and maybe that's where it's happening everywhere. But those are the little tiny disciplines that we're talking about that totally make a difference. You know, another discipline Lydia and I put in place a month ago is we get up every morning at 6 o'clock. We're at the gym. We work out for that first hour of every day. I mean, it's Monday through Friday, every day. It's an automatic discipline, and that's a dedication to being healthy because if you're going to be in this industry, you want to have the image of health when you work with people because it's hard when you don't have that image of health to go out and work with others. So whatever you're capable of doing, some of us have our own, you know, issues going on that we can't necessarily control, but clearly being in shape or working out or doing exercise is within everybody's control. So take some steps. How am I eating differently? How am I working out? I even wrote down a goal of dressing better because I tend to like to be in those pajamas all day long. Or sometimes when I work out in them, I don't never in my pajamas because I'm working out every morning. But sometimes I don't take a shower. My husband gets home at 6 o'clock and I'm still in my sweats from the morning. And I go, you know what, that doesn't serve me because I still get to go out during the day. But when you're out there in your sweats and your hair is a mess and everything, you're not an attractor factor. You want to be that attractor factor all the time when you're out and about in public because that's when you can do some of your prime prospecting. So that's going to be a shift as well. You know, I get back from that workout and I'm going to, no matter what's in my day, I'm going to shower and get dressed up as if I'm going out, spending time out because I will be out there, you know, going to the post office or, you know, running errands or doing something during the day. And I want to put the best presentation I can publicly to attract most people. So those are just, I mean, I'm just throwing out some very simple ideas and concepts that we're just starting to look at and shifts that we're making. But I also wanted to just share with you guys a little bit, you know, because Lydia and I are already, you know, really entrenched in tapping into Jason Lester and leveraging this run in an incredibly significant way. So not only are we cleaning up, as I say, cleaning up our act and putting, you know, some disciplines in our life that, you know, come and go, and with this, over this next 100 days, they're going to be here no matter what. That's our commitment, no matter what. We're not releasing those. And hopefully when we come out the other end after 100 days, they'll be forever habits because that's usually what happens to us. If we can sustain somebody for something for 100 days, we can sustain it for life. We just need to put our mindset to it. But the other things we're doing is looking at how to leverage Jason's run with the community. And every day we come up with new ideas, and we're going to do some trainings on the Monday call around that because we're very entrenched in it. We've already made a lot of marketing materials. We're sharing everything we're doing already with Manatech because we want them to get on top of putting together marketing kits, helping us get public information out there, who to talk to, and making it community interest projects. And, I mean, it's because this is huge. This is not a Manatech event. This is an international athletic event, which is helping a tremendous social cause. And when you look at the perspective of what truly this is, an international athletic event which is supporting a incredible social cause, then it's a popular interest of tons of people in your community. It's not about going out and promoting, oh, please get on Manatech products. It's about this is a cause, and it's an international event. It's going to be advertised, publicized internationally all over the world, and we have tremendous opportunities to tap into this, to bring it to our own communities, bring it to massive numbers of people like never before. So the choice is yours. You can go out there and knock on doors and meet a guy at the post office or at the grocery store and see if you can't sign him up and get your, you know, add 20 new prospects every week. Or you can do what we're doing, which is we're tapping into every single major sporting event that's taking place in our environments. And my concept is, and we've been developing them all the last month or so, teams in every single community in which I have downline. So that means I have a team in Lubbock, I have a team in Austin, I have a team in Dallas, I have a team in Minneapolis, I have a team in Arizona, I have a team in California. We're developing teams in all these locations. We're developing a team of people that work together, and they're researching all of the sporting events that are going to take place in that community over the next 100 days, whether it's a triathlon, a biking event, a karate, you know, event. Well, it doesn't matter what sport it is. It doesn't matter, because in every single sport, the number one thing people are looking for is getting the edge, and we know Jason's secret. So they're interested in that. That immediately draws attention. When you can have that kind of endurance, and that kind of incredible, I mean, who can do those things that Jason's doing? People are marveled at that athleticism and endurance. And you're showing them how he does it, his secret. So, you know, you have something that every athlete wants, whether they want to end global malnutrition or not, they want that for themselves. And if that's the vehicle that helps us end global malnutrition, then that's what we use. And that's what Jason's given us the opportunity to do. But having booths at these places, you know, putting flyers in their bags, being, you know, getting to know all the competitors is just exactly the direction we're going. So start looking at that in your community. You can also go to bike shops, running shops. A lot of people are very interested. And I'll just, we had our first event. We weren't even ready, but we had our first event this past weekend. It was a triathlon, and one of the people who was at the triathlon organizes major athletic events, competitions in communities all across the state of Texas. And he came up to the booth, and he started talking to the people there about Jason Lester. And it was so fascinating. This guy's in his 60s. And he said to the people, he said, you know, I think we were on these products at one time. In fact, he gave a testimonial about his daughter having an incredible response. But he said, you know, no one really worked with us on building a business or doing anything else. He said, but I love what you're doing here, and I have an email bank of over 20,000 people, and I want to tap into them. So get back in touch with me next week, and let's get signed up with Manatech, and let's run with this with the wind. Now, think about that. One person at a booth hadn't looked at Manatech in 7 years, and now he's bringing 20,000 email lists back into Manatech. And that's just one contact they picked up. They picked up a bunch of other. They had a bike store, a running shoe store that came by and said, hey, and they talked about Boost, how we can come and help boost your business at the same time as you can promote Jason Lester. And they were really excited about putting posters up in their businesses and being part of ending global malnutrition. They love the social cause. So it's just endless opportunities can open up for you by being present at these events. And it's the Jason Lester, I call it the Jason Lester luster. Does that make sense? The Jason Lester luster that attracts the people. So if you like alliteration, you'll like that. Jason Lester luster that attracts all these people. And you just need to make sure you're staffed. You have people there that can answer questions. And we've put together tons of materials for all that. And again, like I said, we're passing it on to Manatech because I think that this is an opportunity of a lifetime. I don't think I've been with Manatech 17, 18 years, and never has there ever been anything like this as an opportunity to grow my business like in an explosive way over a short period of time. And that's what we have with this opportunity. We have 100, I call it 4 months. That's what my team is working on. We're talking about July, August, September, October. We have 4 months to just explode this thing. So if there was ever a time in your life you want to put other things aside and open up space to do Manatech, now is the time. So anyway, thank you guys. I just added that. I almost don't even want to go on vacation. I told my husband today, I said, are you sure I'd have to go? That didn't go over real big. But I was so excited about what's going on here that vacation doesn't even look that great to me. I'd rather be here continuously working on my path. But you bet that I'll be working on my vacation as well. When I get free time, I'll be doing more, you know, just brainstorming ideas and everything else that we can do, because it's just a blessing to have all of this going on. And trust me, people, you don't ever have to worry about your community. I'm telling people, let's say you're alone in some town and you go, Mary Jo, but I don't have any other Manatechers around. I go, find Crossline. I mean, you guys can team up Crossline. You just split the leads. It's such a blessing just to be out there. And it's so much more fun to do this as a team. When you get a team of people together, that's what makes the joy of doing these projects, because then it's not one person dictating everything. It's everybody gets to contribute in their own way. And when you go and do a booth for a day and a half or 2.5 days, it takes a lot of time and energy. And so you want to have multiple people manning or womaning that booth at the same time for those kind of events. But find a team, build a team, work with your uplines, cross lines, and just set up a team and be committed. All in, and you'll create incredible results in your organization over the next 4 months like never before. So love you guys. Thank you again for the three guys being on the phone with us. I think they're probably all off at this point in time, but we appreciate their commitment to be on this morning just to share a little bit from the corporate angle, and then I just tossed in a little bit about what we're doing, and again, we'll do more training on that. But start working on your 100-day plan, and that really starts with, what shifts are you going to make in your life that you're going to open the space up and create a different you to create different results? That's how I look at it. And it doesn't matter what results I created in the past. I can always be better, and that's true every day of my life. So let's all look at that and make a difference, because this is, like I said, opportunity of a lifetime. Thanks, everybody. Let's kick off. Sorry, I'm running late on my vacation, but I wanted to conclude with that. And love you all, and we'll talk next Monday, and have a great 4th of July weekend and all the wonderful things that happen this week from being around family and friends, and enjoy your week. Okay, everybody, love you all. Bye-bye.